It's time to get epic. This week, for the 253rd iteration of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, it's Greek mythology trivia. To say this has been requested a lot would be an understatement. It's hands down the most requested topic. So why have I avoided it? Well, it's mythology, so finding a right answer can be tricky. So these are going to be what's commonly accepted as the answers based on Bullfinch's mythology and Wikipedia. That's the caveat. If you disagree with me, please feel free to let me know. If this works, expect more mythologies in future episodes. Got it? Good. Let's go. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who is the king of the gods? Zeus. Number 2. Though usually known as Zeus's justifiably jealous wife, who is the goddess of marriage and women? Hera. She's also Zeus's sister, so make of that what you will. Number 3. Which of Zeus's brothers was the lord of the underworld? Hades. Despite his modern portrayals, Hades was actually one of the more altruistic Greek gods. Number 4. The current NASA project to land astronauts on the moon gets its name from which Greek goddess? Artemis. Her twin brother, Apollo, lent his name to the first race to the moon. Number 5. What Greek goddess of wisdom is the namesake for the current capital of Greece? Athena. Her temple still overlooks the city of Athens. Number 6. What winged horse features in numerous Greek heroic tales? Pegasus. Number 7. Where do the primary Greek gods reside? Mount Olympus. Number 8. What son of Daedalus is a cautionary tale for listening to engineering specifications? Icarus. Number 9. What one-eyed giant features in numerous Greek tales? The Cyclopes. The name literally means circle eyes. Number 10. Which of Zeus's brothers was the god of the seas, storms, and earthquakes? Poseidon. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Known as Venus in Roman mythology, who is the goddess of love, lust, passion, and beauty? Aphrodite. We get the word aphrodisiac from her name. Number 2. What three-headed dog is the guardian of the underworld? Thank you. Cerberus. Number 3, what monster's name is a combination of the king of Crete and the Greek word for bull? Minotaur. Number 4, who was the Greek god of war and courage? Ares. Number 5, what Greek titan is often depicted holding up the celestial spheres? Atlas. Number 6, what Greek god stole fire from the gods and gave it to humans? Prometheus. He was punished for this by having an eagle tear out his liver every day. Number 7. According to a 1997 Disney movie, there are 5 of these goddesses when, in fact, there are 9. What are they? The Muses. They cover music, dance, comedy, and various types of poetry. Number 8. What Greek goddess is the personification of the earth and the mother of the Titans? Gaia. Number 9. Who is the messenger of the Greek gods? Hermes. Number 10. Though Apollo's name was used for the NASA lunar missions, he's actually the Greek god of what celestial body? The sun. The nerdy round. Number 1. Driven mad by Hera, what hero slew his own children and was forced to perform 10 labors? Heracles. If you said Hercules, you can take partial credit, as he was the Roman myth based on Heracles. Number 2. Medusa and her 2 sisters were collectively known as what? The Gorgons. Number 3. Angering a god is typically a bad move. What woman was cursed after beating Athena in a weaving contest? Arachne. She was turned into a spider, thus giving us the word arachnid. Number 4. What Greek god of fire and artisans was sometimes referred to as the lame one or club-footed? Hephaestus. He was born with a deformity of the leg. Number 5. What Greek hero had 9 children with Andromeda? Perseus. In true Greek myth fashion, he is both the half-brother of and great-grandfather to Heracles. Number 6. Also part of the brain, What creature was part horse and part fish? The hippocampus. Number 7. As a punishment for cheating death twice, what Greek king was tasked with pushing a boulder up a hill only to have it roll right back down? Sisyphus. To this day, tasks that are arduous and futile are called Sisyphean. Number 8. Clotho, Lachesis, and Atropo are the names of what trio of goddesses? The Fates. Number 9. Separated from the underworld, what realm was where mortals related to gods and heroes went after they died? The Elysian Fields, or Elysium. Number 10. Who is the Greek god of dreams? Morpheus. And we are done. I hope you enjoyed Greek mythology trivia. I would like to do more like this. I also need to do an episode about Greece. It's on my to-do list since I grew up reading a lot of Greek history and mythology. If you like this, let me know what pantheon to tackle next. In the meantime, we'll have more trivia, including one for next week. Here's a hint. What Christmas icon is based on a 4th century Greek bishop? Another hint, next week's episode falls on December 6th. Okay, not the toughest teaser, but it's that time of year. See you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 253 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw of Audionautix.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Immortality isn't just about living forever. Sometimes it's about forever refusing to let things die. For his 15th birthday, David Rose wishes for things to go back to the way they were. He wants the nightmares to end, the bullies to leave, and the claustrophobic memories of his near drowning to disappear, not to mention his surreal encounter with a mythical creature. He stands with his little sister Rachel in front of their mother's grave and pledges to seek the truth about what really happened on that terrible evening a year ago. But this quest for truth threatens to unleash a sinister plot centuries in the making. David must awaken in time to the incredible truth, to his newfound powers, and to the realization that to protect his family and survive in a world he's always known, he must come to grips with the dark secrets of a world he never knew existed. Evolved Publishing presents An Extraordinary Adventure Through Time, an epic tale of hesitant heroism, and the timeless battle between good and evil, in the first book in the David Rose series of young adult fantasies. The Awakening of David Rose, written by Daryl Rothman and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, and more.